The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Oh, the sweet music of On Point with Victor. And that music, by the way, is a band famously known as Pointless. All right. Infamous. There you go. Thank you, producer Brett. Well, maybe not so infamous, but in my mind, they're very infamous. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've never heard the only CD ever put out by Pointless, then you should email me and I'll send you MP3s. Is that what we still call them? Producer Brett, MP3s or digital music? You know, I'm going to have to talk to the other members of the band Pointless that were in this band with me. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was my band. That is my music that you are hearing when the On Point with Victor show begins. believe it or not. Yeah, I'm going to have to talk to the other members and we'll have to get this music up on Spotify or somewhere.
Why?
Yeah, that might be the question. Producer Brett says a why. It's not that, you know, it was, ooh, man, we were youngsters when we did that and probably not the best recording, but hey, it's not too bad. Sounds pretty good to me. All right, folks, this is the On Point with Victor show and I am Victor Armendariz and this is the On Point with Victor show. As I already said that. This is the America's Web Radio show. You are the America's Web Radio station. My gosh, it's going to be one of those days, one of those days, one of those days. See, this is what happens when I try to listen to an impromptu, press conference by the dementia patient. Somehow he gets my brain messed up. It's hard to listen to that guy every time because it just, it's unbelievable that so many people in this country voted for a freaking dementia patient to lead this country. And you know, the sad part is, ladies and gentlemen, the sad part is we're rolling straight to 2024. Well, we're in 2024. We're rolling straight to November. And there's going to be 40% or more of these bozos in this country that will go and vote for the dementia patient again. Now, I can at least understand a little bit that you know, they hid Joe Biden from you in 2020 and you didn't really see him campaign and you bought into all the Orange Man bad business and all that crap, and you wanted to blame Trump for COVID. You forgot real quick how great the economy was. You forgot real quick what low inflation was. You forgot real quick what low gas prices were. You forgot all those things Trump did, all the really great economy that he had. You forgot all about that. You didn't see dementia patient Joe because they hid him from you. So I can understand a little bit in 2020 that some of you bozos that went and voted for that man. But for you to see the cognitive problems of Joe Biden, the disaster that is Joe Biden, the disaster that is his Democrat minion authoritarian wannabes, and you're still going to go vote for him. It blows my mind. And I'm telling you, folks, I do believe he's on his way to losing in November. But the scary thing is there's a whole lot of people in this country that are going to go pull the lever for that dementia patient. And he is a dementia patient. Joe Biden is suffering from cognitive decline. I promise you, Joe Biden. Listen. You see the commercials sometimes. For those of you who watch TV, do you see the commercials for some of the dementia patient medication that's coming out? The ones that they allow, you know, regular people to have. Not the stuff they're shooting Joe Biden up with. God knows what they're shooting him up with to keep him straight sometimes or when he has to go give a speech. But you see the commercials. And what's the one thing they do on commercials? What's the one thing you'll always see when they're talking about a dementia patient? Are anger spells. Anger spells. What do you see Joe Biden do? He has anger spells. What is the leaking coming out of the White House? The anger spells that Joe Biden's having. Folks, the man has dementia. I'm not a doctor. I can play one behind this microphone, but I'm not going to. But I'm just, common sense of what you're seeing with your own eyes would tell you that there's a good chance. Let me put it this way. Because we don't know for sure. Well, some people know, but we don't know. We here at the On Point with Victor show, we don't know for sure. But our eyes probably aren't deceiving us. And there's probably a good chance this man is suffering from stage, some kind of early stage dementia. So, anyway, it just blows my mind that this man, some of you voted for him the first time and some of you are going to vote for him again. Blows my mind. But you know what? I think there's enough minority voters, because I think that's truly going to be the difference this time, is enough minority voters are waking up. Enough of my fellow brown folks and our fellow minority black folks are running away from Joe Biden. They're running away from the Democrat ticket, hopefully. And looks like they're going to go pull the lever for Trump in November, or some of them might just sit at home. But either way, I do think there's a shift going on right now with certain segments of the minority population that's going to tip this election to Trump. You know, long time till November, so things can change, things can happen. Now, I will say this, folks, listen. Before I get into all the news, and I know there's a lot of news today, there's a lot of things I want to get to. Before I do that, let me tell you this. I've told you before, don't put all your faith in polls, because polls are going to be this way, that way, up, down, and they're going to be all over the place. And if you want an outcome, and trust me when I tell you this, there's enough polling operations out there that are left-leaning, and maybe there are some that are a little right-leaning. They know the outcome. There's an outcome they want to get to, and that's what they'll frame their questions, because they want to get to the outcome. So there's going to be polls that are this way and that way, and there are going to be polls that are going to get the outcome they want. The media, they want polls to show Biden as the comeback kid. Promise you, they're already writing the script. Joe Biden, the comeback dementia patient. Coming back, the comeback kid. I am telling you, how you can use the word kid and Joe Biden in the same sentence, I don't know. But trust me when I tell you, the stories are already being written by our crazy media out there. 90% the lamestream media that's in the pocket of the Democrats. They are, call it the state media. I promise you the stories are already being written. Joe Biden, the comeback kid. Mark my words. You write it down right now. Write it down. You heard it on Point with Victor. You didn't hear from anybody else, but you heard it here on Point with Victor, that they're going to start writing these stories. They're already written, I promise you, that Joe Biden, the comeback kid, they're going to start saying this business, because you can manufacture polls. And this is why I tell you, don't live and die by the polls. Don't. Now, you can follow the averages. You can follow polling averages, and that's going to give you a better idea of the picture. But don't get stuck on these polls, this poll, that. Don't get stuck on polls with Trump winning by 10, 20, 30 points. Don't get stuck on the polls that are, trust me, they're coming. The polls are coming that are going to show Joe Biden's ahead. Joe Biden takes the lead. Joe Biden, the comeback kid. Trust me, they're coming. They're coming. Don't get stuck on that. Just watch the polling averages. Watch the averages of all the crazy polls out there, and you'll get a better idea. You'll have a better beat on what's going on if you stick to the polling averages, not individual polls that the media is going to drive here and drive there. You just follow the polling averages, and you'll get a better picture. Who knows if the polling is going to be good or bad or whatever. And you shouldn't campaign. I will tell this to the Trump campaign right now. If you campaign according to the polling, you'll probably lose. Or this will be a lot closer of a race than it should be. Donald Trump and your team, President Trump and your campaign team, I know some of you listen, so listen hard and get this message to the main campaign team. You guys need to be campaigning like you're 10 points behind. You need, from this point all the way to November, you need to campaign like you're 10 points behind. Donald J. Trump, hear me well. The campaign team, hear me well. You need to be campaigning like you're 10 points behind. And you need to stick to the issues. Stick to the issues. If you drive home, look, the border will get you elected. The border. That one issue will get Trump elected. He's got to stick to that issue. The persecution he's facing, you know what? Be careful when you talk about it. You don't really need to go overboard talking about it. You just need to show pictures of your mugshot, show pictures of the, or just talk about how they're coming after you. One case after another. They're sham cases. Everybody knows it. But they're coming after you because why? Because you're a Republican. Why? Because you're standing in the way of Joe Brandon Biden. And you can talk about that. I mean, but really, your top issue should be the border. It should be the economy. It should be the inflation. It should be gas prices. Stick to it. The very people that Joe Biden and his merry band of authoritarian Democrats, the very people that they fool year after year after year, campaign after campaign, election after election, the very people they fool, which is the poor, the lower middle class, you know, forget about the elite upper class, those bozos, forget about the white Karens and all of them. They're going to vote Democrat if the devil himself came out with horns and said he was a Democrat, they'd vote for him. So forget about them. But the very people that the Democrat Party says they help, which are the minorities, the poor, the lower middle, the so-called working class, which is being decimated by Democrat policies. But every election season, the Democrats come out and tell you, oh, we're for you. We're for the working man, working woman. We're for the poor. We're for the minority. No, they're destroying you. They're destroying. The Democrat Party policies are not your friend. So this party that tells you that they're for you is the very party that's working hard to make you dependent on them. So just, I'm just telling you folks, it's nothing that I haven't told you before. It's nothing I haven't told you before. But anyway, keep an eye out on these things, ladies and gentlemen. It's, and Trump, like I said, you stick to the issues because Trump policy, listen, the poor, the minorities, they've never done as good as they did under the first presidency of Donald J. Trump. And you guys know it. You know, if you're a fellow minority out there of mine, if you're a lower income person, if you're a middle class person, if you're a hard working blue collar, you know darn well that you are better under Donald Trump. How do I know this? I don't even need to know you. I don't need you to call into my show and tell me you were doing better under Trump. I know you were. Why? Because I know what it's like to live week to week. I know what it's like to live month to month because I had to do it. I was there in my 20s and coming out of college thinking that I was owed this great job and learned real fast that I had to work my way up. And I had to, and I wasn't going to get some, you know, when I came out of college, I didn't get some big paying job to begin with. I had to start at the bottom and I had to work my tail off. I know what it's like. I know what it's like to go week to week. I know what it's like to be counting the days to get paid again. I know what that's like. And Donald Trump, your message to these can go direct to these people, direct to the lower income, direct to the poor, direct to the minority, direct to the blue collar, direct to the middle class. Your message can go to them because why? And how do I know they're hurting? Because high gas prices hurts the lower income the most. It hurts minorities the most. It hurts the middle class the most. High gas prices, high food prices, high inflation hurts the poor the most. It hurts minorities the most. It hurts the middle class the most. It hurts lower income the most. Who does it not hurt? It doesn't hurt the rich white Karens. It doesn't hurt the elitist politicians. It doesn't hurt the elite media. It doesn't hurt any of the elitist, any of these high pollutant talking elitist, whether they're in entertainment or sports players or they're actors and actresses or whatever they are, the elite up there, the Google owners, the Amazon owners, all the Apple owners, all or any, when I say owners, I'm talking about the people, the CEOs and all the high people in the upper positions of these companies. They're all liberal. They're all in bed with Democrats. They are the Democrat donors. They are the base of the donor party for the Democrats. None of this hurt. You think high taxes hurt them? No. You know why? Because the Democrats carve out favors out of the tax code for their donors and for their friends. So high taxes don't hurt these people. High inflation doesn't hurt these people. Listen, when you're making millions of dollars a year, high inflation doesn't bother you. You just spend a little more money, but you have it. High gas prices don't hurt you. High gas prices doesn't hurt AOC. High gas prices doesn't hurt any of the elite Democrats. Why? Or elite any politician for that matter. Why? Because they're using the credit card of the taxpayer of America when they fill their tanks up with gas. So it doesn't hurt them. High food prices? That doesn't hurt the elite politicians. They order on Uber Eats. They order cart deliver, whatever those services are called. They don't even go to the grocery store half the time. And the elite that are the top million and millionaires and billionaires that Bernie Sanders likes to talk about, although, you know, Bernie Sanders won't mention millionaires anymore because he is one. But these people at the upper, these rich white Karens and the rich elitists that are in bed with the Democrats and the Democrat donors, high gas prices don't hurt them. High food prices don't hurt them. High inflation doesn't hurt them. Who does it hurt? It'll hurt the minority. It'll hurt the lower income. It'll hurt the middle class. It hurts the blue collar worker. It hurts the very people that the Democrat Party will look in the cameras and look in your eyes and they will tell you, we're going to help you. All while driving up the very cost of living that really, really, really hurts the lower income, that really hurts the poor. What's going to help these people? What's going to help these people? I'll tell you what's going to help. What will help the blue collar worker? What will help the middle income? What will help the lower income? What will help the straight up poor? What will help most of the minority people in this country? What will help young people? I'll tell you what will help young people. A president who comes in and realizes the government's too damn big. The government needs to be shrunk. The government needs to stop spending. The government needs to stop reaching its hand in the back pocket of every American, or whether it's the back pocket or the purse. Whatever you choose to carry, you carry wallet, you carry purse, whatever. But I don't care what you identify as. I'm sure you're sick of the government reaching their hand in and taking most of what you've got. And then they take, not only are they taking whatever they can get from you, they're driving your cost of living through the roof. The Democrat Party, the policies of Joe Brandon, dementia patient Biden, and people like AOC and Pelosi and Schumer and Jamal and the rest of those kooks in the Democrat Party, they're raising the cost of your living the way you live. And then when they're done raising the cost so you can't afford it, then they're going to come and tell you, oh, well, you have to live this way. We have to save this myth that we've developed that we call our religion, climate change. So your life is going to be even more expensive because you have to conform to what we're telling you to, because we want to save the planet. It is all one big, massive hoax to make you dependent on the Democrat Party. Listen, the Democrats want one thing in this world, one thing. They want one thing other than power, but it's still the same. They want a one-party system. They want their one party. They want the Democrats to be the only party in power, the only party that can get elected, and that party will become the authoritarian Democrat Party of this country. That's what they're pushing for. You just have to wake up and pay attention a little bit. You've got to wake up and pay attention. Look, I will stop preaching to you right now about that. I'm just telling you, folks, listen, I'm not angry. I'm just right. I'm not angry, I'm just right. The Democrat Party policies have, listen, you guys were alive when Donald Trump was president. You know darn well you had gas. In most places in this country, your gas per gallon was less than $2 a gallon. Inflation was barely 1.5%. You could go to the grocery store, and if you wanted to spend $100, you had a full cart. Not today. Not today. If you wanted to go out and buy your new car that you needed, you could get a reasonably priced car. Not today. Not today. And now the Democrats don't even want you buying a reasonably priced car. They want you to go break your bank to get an EV. They won't even get you where you need to go because it might be too cold, or you might have a power outage. Or your battery might be faulty. Or you get to almost where you're going, you pull into a charger that doesn't work. Or you've got to get in line to charge your EV and you're going to sit there for hours and hours. Bye-bye vacation. Because you just spent most of your vacation sitting in line to charge your stupid battery. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, these are the things the Democrat Party is doing to you. When will you wake up? Donald Trump didn't do this to you. Again, every one of you who are going to go vote in November, this November, every one of you that are going to go vote, you were alive when Donald Trump had gas prices below $2. You were alive when Donald Trump had inflation at 1%, if 1.5% maybe. you were alive when you could go to the grocery store, fill up your cart, and walk out of there in less than $100. You were alive when you could go to McDonald's and actually get a value meal that was $10 or less. You can't do that now. You can't go to a fast food without spending $20+. And that's not for your family, folks. That's not for your family. Ladies and gentlemen, I went to a cafeteria last night. A cafeteria and two people. It was over $30. Right about $30. I used to be able to do that for half that. When Donald Trump was president, it was half that. Joe Brandon, dementia patient Biden, being controlled by Jill Biden and this merry band of authoritarian Democrats in 3 years have doubled the cost of living, maybe more than doubled in some areas, the cost of what it takes you to live. Are you ready to wake up yet? And listen, it's not, I don't have to just sit here and tell you this. Here's the difference. You know who's gonna doubt me? You know who's gonna say I'm full of, you know what? The rich white Karens. They're gonna say, oh, Victor's crazy. But you, my fellow minority, my fellow brown voters, my fellow minority black voters, and you guys that are out there that might be on the poor side of things right now, you might have hit some hard times, maybe you're in the lower income status, or you blue collar workers, you know darn well that I'm telling the truth because you live it every day. You have to go fill up your car. I pulled into the gas station this weekend and I wasn't even on empty and it took $100 to fill up my tank. $100. Under Donald J. Trump, it would have cost 50. Now granted, I was filling a big old tank for my big old V8 and I do that by choice. But if it cost me $100 to I wasn't even on empty, but it cost me $100 to do that. So what about a four cylinder? What about these six cylinder cars out there? Still, it's costing you way too much to pay for gas right now because of Joe Biden, because of the Democrats, and they love it. They want higher gas prices. I've got a story. I'm going to get to a story in a little bit to tell you why. You guys live it. You're living it day to day. If you're living paycheck to paycheck, that's Joe Biden's fault. If you're living worried about paying gas or paying for your next bill or paying your electricity bill, or you're worried about going to the grocery store, that's Joe Biden's fault. This is on the feet of Joe Biden. If you've got kids and you're worried about what kind of Christmas they're going to have, because it's costing you everything you have to put gas in your car, everything you have to put food on the table, and you don't have enough left over because you'd like to save a little bit every month so you can have a good Christmas for your kids this year, and you're stressed about it, that's Joe Biden's fault. That's the Democrats' fault. And let me tell you, if you're a person of means listening to me right now, if you're a rich white Karen listening to me right now, I'm picking on white Karens. If you're a Democrat, if you're a Democrat voter right now who's well off, you've got good means, there are lots of people who don't. There are 60% or more people in this country right now that are living paycheck to paycheck. There's a lot more of people today that are barely making it than there are that might be like these rich Democrats who are having a heyday right now. I am telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you young folks out there, you young folks who are in school and maybe mommy and daddy's paying for your way. When you get out and mommy and daddy can't pay for you anymore, what are you going to do? What are you going to do when there's no job? What are you going to do when these green jobs that are promised to you by the dementia patient don't exist? Because they won't exist. The Democrats have been pulling the wool over your eyes for years and years and years with this green crap. And every one of these businesses go out of business. Go look up Solyndra. Go look up some of these companies that the Democrats dump millions and millions and millions of taxpayer dollars into, promising jobs everywhere, and they all go out of business. The only people who get rich from the green initiatives, this green crap, are the friends of the Democrats, the donors of the Democrats. Those are the people who get rich. The worker gets screwed, and they're getting screwed by the Democrat Party. And at some point, enough of you are going to wake up and you're going to go, holy crap, that dude with on point with Victor was 100% right. Because I am 100% right, folks. I am 100% right. And again, you young people out there, and listen, I got a lot of you that watch me on TikTok. I don't even like TikTok. but I do enjoy, I will say this. I enjoy being able to reach a younger crowd, and I do reach you guys with on TikTok. So I'm thankful for that, because every mind of mush that I can wake up is going to be an asset for this country in the future, because we're going to need you. You young people out there that have heads full of mush right now that are being told that you shouldn't know what gender you are. You're being told that there's 189 genders. You're being told all these ridiculous things. You're being told the planet's going to burn. Let me tell you something, young people. The Democrats have been telling us since I was younger. They've been telling us that the planet was going to die. They've been telling us for, well, let's see, at least 30 years or so, they've been telling us that we only had 10 years to live. We're still here. Nothing that they predict about this ridiculous climate change hoax comes true. Nothing they predict has come true. And they're peddling the same lies to you young people now. So to all my young listeners on TikTok, learn how to do your own research. Learn to listen to people you don't agree with. Learn to expand your horizon, expand your research. Take what I say and go verify it. Because you will find, if you have the guts to go use DuckDuckGo instead of Google, and so that you will see the other side. Listen, Google controls what you see. When you search in Google, they're controlling the answers that they give you. When you search on DuckDuckGo, you're getting exactly what you search for, and you'll get both sides. So start becoming a user of DuckDuckGo. And I'm not just saying that because I want DuckDuckGo to be a sponsor of the show. But listen, DuckDuckGo is a great search engine. Start using it. Download DuckDuckGo. Put it on your phones. Put it on your devices. Start getting away from Google, and your life will change. Your life will change. Because you will start finding out the truth. You're going to get, when you search things in DuckDuckGo, you'll get both sides of the story so you can make the decision. You yourself can come use your critical thinking, the critical thinking that your professors don't want you to learn how to do. Your teachers today don't want you to use critical thinking. Trust me, if you want to make it in this country, because down the road, daddy government's not going to be able to take care of you. The teat of the government isn't going to be able to take care of you. Your parents aren't going to be there. Your grandparents aren't going to be there. You darn well better start learning how to use your critical thinking and how to develop skills that are going to help you down the road, because you're going to need it. And we, this country, we're going to need you. So, again, all my young listeners out there with heads full of mush, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you clear that head full of mush out, and you're going to see what an awakening you'll have. So, all right, folks, look, there's a lot of things I want to get to. I want to talk a little bit about the ship. I mean, that is huge news today. That cargo ship that took out the bridge. There's one thing I want to go ahead and say, because I don't know what's going on with people in this country. I don't know why people are looking at the glasses half full. This used to be a country of people who looked at the glasses half full, not half empty. I should have said half empty. So many people are looking at the glass half empty instead of half full. And this country used to be a country of the glasses always half full. And it was only those scraggler Democrats and the communists and the socialists that are always half empty type people. But now I'm seeing a lot of people on the right who are call themselves Republican voters or whatever, conservative voters, that are half empty glass people all of a sudden. What happened? Because, and what I mean by this is I'm already seeing story after story in Twitter or Twit or X after X story of conspiracy theories about the ship. Ladies and gentlemen, do some reading on your own and use your common sense. This wasn't a terrorist attack. At least the evidence doesn't point to that way. This ship saved a lot. The people on the ship deserve some credit because they saved a lot of lives, because they alerted the bridge staff that they were having problems and there was an impending impact. And that's why they were able to stop and not have so many cars on that bridge when that ship hit the bridge. So don't gosh, people, I'm just, you know what? We'll get into a little bit more of that when we come back, but we do have to take a break. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the On Point with Victor show. I am Victor Armendariz, and we will be right back.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
Veteran-owned, America's Web Radio would like to thank all of our incredible patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you are not already a patron, you can help us continue to produce some of the most informative and entertaining shows on the internet by becoming a patron. Patrons of America's Web Radio are the first to receive information about new shows and links to the latest podcast episodes. Join now and receive a free gift while supplies last. For more information and to join our family, please visit www.patreon.com/americaswebradio. If you have questions, contact us at gm@americaswebradio.com. And as always, thank you for listening.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the americasbroadcastnetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, I was waiting for the pointless music. And yeah, some people might say that our music was kind of pointless, like producer Brett. Listen, folks, I
love it, man. I love your music.
Of course you do. No. I gotta thank you listeners out there. I am getting blown up with messages right now from listeners, about that first segment. So thank you so much. You guys are great. I cannot thank you listeners enough. I can only do this because of you. So thanks so much. And I gotta point out a couple of things. So there's a listener in Marietta, Georgia who astutely pointed out that the excrement coming out of the dementia patient and the Democrat's mouth emits far more emissions than his home and car does. So that listener is 100% right. Some listeners down in Florida, down in Daytona. Look, these are probably my number one listeners down in the Bell's Nickel family down there. Who wants to know, and listen, Larry, I know this is coming from you. Who wants to know if the pointless music is on CD and can he buy one? I will give you one, Larry. I will give you one. If you promise to actually listen to the music. And yes, I do sing on there. I don't do lead vocals, folks. I was the doo-wop. I did the backups. I did the backups where I could make myself very lightly so you didn't hear it very much. But I did write some of the songs. And they are in English. This wonderful listener down there in Daytona Beach, Florida. Larry wants to know if he needed a translator to listen to the music. No, you don't. I used English. But I might send you a Spanish version just for you. Now, I tell you, folks, you guys are great. I love my family down there in Daytona Beach. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, when I tell you, so many of you listeners are awesome. You really are. But they really are. These listeners that are in Daytona Beach, they're family to me, and they're just awesome, awesome, awesome. Couldn't ask for better people. Couldn't ask for a better family to listen, to represent the On Point with Victor show down there in Daytona Beach. So awesome. Thank you so much. And then I had another message from oh my gosh, I've got messages coming in from New York. I've got listeners from all over, but we've got another listener from Georgia. And listen to this. This is a very good point right here, folks. This is what I was alluding to. And for all you listeners on TikTok right now, you young viewers, I should say, on TikTok or watch me, this listener in Georgia points out a very good point. in the 60s, we had an impending ice age. So for those of you that are really young and being lied to right now by the Democrat Party, they lied to us in the 60s. Now, granted, I don't remember this because I wasn't around. But if you do your research, like I said, do your research. Use DuckDuckGo and do some research. But in the 60s, they were scaring the hell out of the population, telling everyone there was an impending ice age. We better drive SUVs and go buy an SUV, get a tax break for an SUV. Okay, maybe they weren't giving tax credits. Maybe they were, for SUVs, because the planet was going to freeze. That's what these politicians were telling people in the 60s, that there was an impending ice age. Then it was overpopulation, that everybody was going to starve. The politicians actually, and they're still, listen, this one's coming back. The Democrats are bringing this one back. Mark my words. They're going to tell you that starvation is coming because there's too many people on the planet. That's coming because they tried that already once. They tried that before. Years ago, the Democrat Party politicians were scaring the American populace by telling them that we were going to starve because there was too many people. We were overpopulated. And then it was acid rain. Acid rain in the 70s. Acid rain was going to kill the population in the 70s. This is the crap that came every decade. The Democrats, in their quest, in their thirst for power, will try to use fear and false science and fake science, and they will use a religion that they call climate. It used to be global freezing, then it was global warming, then it was climate change. Because they're debunked every time. So they have to keep changing and change the name so they can keep scaring you. And then they develop this huge fake religion that now today is called climate change. So in the 60s, it was an ice age. It was population overcrowding. You were going to starve to death. Then in the 70s, it was acid rain. You were going to somehow get acid rain that was going to fall, and it was going to melt you like you were all witches from The Wizard of Oz or something like that. In the 80s, it was the ozone layer. Oh, I remember that one. We had to go walk around stinking up the place because you couldn't put on deodorant because you were going to kill the ozone layer. That was in the 80s. I remember that one. The ozone layer was going to be depleted and everyone was going to die. We're still here, folks. In case you didn't know, we're still here. We're still here. And in the 80s, the oceans were going to be unusable within 10 years. That's another one they were telling people. Your government lies to you, ladies and gentlemen. Get used to it. Get used to it. I don't know why some of you are turning to the government today and go, you gotta tell us it wasn't a terrorist attack. Tell us the ship wasn't a terrorist attack. The government lies to you, ladies and gentlemen. Why would you ask them for information? It just blows my mind. Blows my mind. But that's that. So in the 80s, it was the ozone layer. And then when that didn't kill everybody, when they were disproven of that, then it was the oceans were going to be unusable and we would be dead in 10 years. Well, then the 90s rolled around, and we were all still here. So then it was global warming, and we had, and I kid you not, I remember this because it was that idiot Al Gore who was running around saying we had 10 years to live. If we didn't give all our money to the Democrat Party, if we didn't give all the power to the Democrats, does that even make sense to you, ladies and gentlemen? You know, this was one of the things that really made me start opening my mind up to other political ideas. Is because the Democrat Party, which I grew up being told I was supposed to be a Democrat. I grew up being told I was supposed to vote Democrat because of the color of my skin. I grew up being taught that. But when I kept seeing politicians lie, well, I didn't know they were lying, but when they were saying these stupid things like you're going to die in 10 years and then 10 years pass and we're still here, and then they would come up with something else. I remember vividly in the 90s, Al Gore, that moron, running around saying we only had 10 years to live. If somehow, and this is what made me stand up and think, because I'm such an individual, and thanks to my parents, I really learned to have a mind of my own, that when these idiot Al Gore and politicians, Democrats, were running around saying, well, you're going to die in 10 years because of global warming, but if you give us all your money and you give us all the power and elect us, oh, well, then you won't be dead in 10 years. That didn't make sense then, and it doesn't make sense today. And they're still trying to use the same fear tactics today. Because Al Gore was wrong. 10 years late passed and we were still there. And global warming kept being debunked. So what did they do? They changed the name to climate change. So kudos to that listener for listing all those things, probably from his memory, because my listeners are very astute. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you got to wake up, especially you young people. And again, I can't thank all of you young guys out there and young people and that listeners that do listen to me. I appreciate it. And I hope I'm waking some of you up. I really do. So, all right. All I want to say about the bridge is just kind of what I alluded to. Look, ladies and gentlemen, everything in this country is not a terrorist attack. I mean, you've got to look at there are some good that's coming from this tragedy that happened this morning. That ship alerted the bridge staff. Listen, there were people on that bridge at 1-2 o'clock this morning that were working on potholes or they were working on the bridge. And this ship sounded the alarms. They did the SOS signal. They did another signal that alerts the bridge staff that there's an impending impact coming. And they were able to stop the traffic on that bridge. Look, I know there were some souls lost. But it would have been a lot worse had this ship not alerted that they were having problems. Now, if this were a terrorist attack, do you think the terrorists would have alerted, jumping up and down, going, hey, there's a problem here. We're going to hit the bridge. You need to do something. You need to evacuate. So this is, again, this is an area where you got to use your common sense. This is a time when you got to use your critical thinking. And you see this evidence. You don't need the government, a government that has lied for years about climate change, a government that lies about global warming, a government that tells you you're going to die every 10 years, but yet somehow we're still here. That government, you don't need to turn to that government and go, was it a terrorist attack? No, you can use your own critical thinking. You can see what's coming out of the local news there in Baltimore. You can see the information coming off this ship. You can see that ship was flashing the SOS sign. It did what it needed to do to alert the bridge to save lives. And then the people on that bridge, the workers on that bridge, they deserve tons of credit because they saved a lot of people. They saved a lot of lives. Now, this is an awful thing for Baltimore. Listen, Baltimore is a Democrat-run city, and they pretty much have run that city to the ground. The only thing that city had going for it was the port, which I think employed over 15,000 people. Well, now, that port is no more because that bridge is down, and it's going to take a long time for them to get in there and dredge that sea bottom or ocean bottom. And for them to rebuild that bridge is going to take a long time. That's a lot of jobs that are going to be probably lost. Baltimore I don't think they can withstand that. Again, the Democrat Party has run Baltimore into the ground. The only thing Baltimore had going for it was this ports and the shipping lanes. I think it was, I want to say, just over 15,000 jobs. And what are they going to do now? What are they going to do now? I mean, so listen, if you're putting your faith in Pete Buttigieg, I mean, he might be off nursing some baby somewhere. He might be off on another maternity leave. Who knows? Who knows? But if you're putting your faith in Pete Buttigieg, Mr. Transportation Secretary, oh my goodness, ladies and gentlemen. Now you see what it means when you have incompetent people in positions of power. And that is the entire Democrat Party. That's the entire Biden administration. So it's going to be up to the local government of Baltimore. And my message to the Baltimore local government, reach out to some red states for some help because they'll give it to you. They will help you. They will help you, but again, the staff on the ship, they deserve some accolades because they saved some lives, and the people on the bridge, those workers on that bridge that stopped the traffic and saved as many people as they could, those people are heroes. Those are heroes. Those are some good things to look at today. In the face of this tragedy, the glass is half full. The glass is half full because of the hero workers on that bridge that saved so many lives. The heroes of the people who put on scuba equipment and were diving at 2-3 o'clock this morning. Maybe they're still diving now to make sure that they saved as many people as they could. Those are heroes. That's the thing. That we're Americans, folks. We are Americans. Don't care if you used to be a Democrat. You're an American. don't care that Baltimore has been run to the ground. Well, I do care, but unfortunately they've been run by Democrats and they've run that city to the ground. Doesn't matter. There are Americans there. There are Americans there and they need all the help they can get. And accolades need to be there for the people who did what they did to save those lives. So don't go to the Netherlands. Listen, the politicians, they want you to be fearful. The politicians want you to doubt everything. The politicians, they want you to throw out conspiracy theories and live in fear. Don't do it. Don't do it. We're Americans. We don't live in fear. That's the backbone of the American spirit. The backbone of American ingenuity is that we don't go forward based on our fears. We go forward because we have the courage, the tenacity, and the ingenuity to go forward. Why? Because we're Americans. We are Americans. We're an impeccable nation. We're an unbelievable nation. We are the greatest nation on the planet. Don't ever forget that, folks. Don't, especially in times like this. Especially in times like this, don't ever forget it. So, okay. So, there's another story that was developing today. P. Diddy. Now, I don't know much about P. Diddy because I, as you hear my intro music on this show, I'm a rocker. I'm a metal guy. I'm a punk guy. I like fast guitar, bass, drum driven music. I'm an Iron Maiden fan. I'm a Rush fan. I like some get up and go music. So I don't listen to rap. I don't listen to hip hop. I'm just not into that music. It's just not my thing. Nothing wrong with it. It's just not my thing. So I don't know a lot about P. Diddy, but I understand that the man's, two of his homes got raided by the FBI, got raided by the DOJ. Now you gotta ask yourself, Biden's DOJ apparently only cares about going after Donald J. Trump. Now they're going after black man P. Diddy. So you gotta ask yourself, what did P. Diddy do? Now, my first inclination is, now apparently this has something to do with sex trafficking and children's sex trafficking. And for those of you Democrats who still don't think this is an issue, this is an issue. It was an issue when Epstein was doing it that you all turned your heads to because Epstein was friends with a lot of white liberal elitists and white Democrat elitists. So you all turn your heads. Well, apparently P. Diddy didn't have enough white liberal Democrat friends. I mean, because maybe he wouldn't be under such scrutiny. And look, I'm not saying he shouldn't be. If he did something wrong, they need to go get him. But what I'm telling you is, you look at the difference. Look at how long Epstein got away with what he got away with because of who he knew. He was friends with the Democrat elite. And apparently P. Diddy is not friends with enough white Democrat elites. So, you know, if I were Trump, I'd get out there and say, hey, look, hey, P. Diddy, it doesn't feel good, does it? So, look, I laugh, making a little bit of jokes because I don't know what's fully going on yet, but you're seeing the government go after, look, they didn't want to go after anybody but Donald J. Trump. Now they're going after P. Diddy. But no, in all seriousness, folks, it does appear like there's something going on here. And if this guy was engaged in child trafficking, then, they need to take this down. They need to get to the bottom of it. And for you Democrats out there who still don't believe that there's a problem in this country, that there's, people trafficking and sex trafficking and children trafficking coming across the border because it's an open freaking border. Because of Joe Biden, because of the Democrats. And listen, if you are such a sycophant to the Democrat Party that you will turn your head and allow children to be abused, teenagers to be abused, women to be abused, if you will turn your head because you're a sycophant to the letter D, because you know, a lot of this is going on at the southern border because of Joe Brandon, dementia patient Biden, and the Democrat Party. They don't want to fix the border. They want an open border. And they know darn well, not only fentanyl is coming across killing Americans, not only are weapons coming across killing Americans, cartels are coming across, gang members are coming across, crime is coming across, killing Americans. You've also got a child trafficking and human trafficking situation at the border. And the Democrats turn their heads to all of it. Are you really, really, really going to sit back and be so beholden to a letter D that you're going to keep voting for these people? You got to ask yourself, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to ask yourself. And if you think there's not a problem, well, then let's just see what they find out with old P. Diddy, because I have a bad feeling that what they're looking for in P. Diddy has something to do with some kind of maybe a trafficking. I don't know. I don't know. I only heard bits and pieces from the media. So when the DOJ makes the decision to go do what they're doing to a guy like P. Diddy, then there's probably some pretty damning probable cause. But I still think Trump should have fun with it. Say, hey, buddy, doesn't feel good, does it? So, all right. Oh, man, my goodness, my goodness. So, folks, I gotta say a little bit about the, I know I'm gonna run out of time. We always do, but that's okay. We'll have another show next week. So, but I gotta tell you folks, and listen, you're listening to the On Point with Victor show. I am Victor Armendariz, the Mexican, not afraid to be American. Mexican, not afraid to be American. And this is the America's Web Radio show. And listen, I appreciate all of you people out there. And by the way, for those of you, listen, we air out of Atlanta, Georgia, and those of you in Atlanta and around the Georgia area. And look, I know I've got listeners all over the country. Thank you for that. Yeah, I got listeners in Mexico. Thank you for that. Gracias mucho. Gracias mucho a mi gente en Mexico que está escuchando en este show. And Larry, what I said there was thank you to all my listeners in Mexico. For all of you listeners in Mexico, that's what I said right there. But thank you to all. Listen, for those of you in Georgia, though, there is a place called Wing Guru. It's a new place. You've heard me talk about it before. They're going to be a great sponsor of the show, hopefully soon. Wing Guru in Brookhaven. They're an awesome place. Go check them out. Go check them out. It's the only wing place I think I've seen that dedicates to good wings, but also has a full bar and all kinds of TVs. So if you want to watch some sports, I hear there's some kind of basketball tournament going on. I've heard this. So if you want to go sit around and watch a bunch of people go 5 feet in both directions and throw a ball in a hoop. Yeah, apparently that's a big deal. Oh, I've got some people that are going to give me so much crap for that. Anyway, check them out. Check them out. So, all right. And we've got, listen, if you want to be a sponsor of this show, just reach out to victor@americaswebradio.com or brett@americaswebradio.com. Listen, I'd love to have you as a sponsor. We've got more sponsors coming, which is great. So be on the lookout for that. But if you're out there and you want to be a sponsor, or if you just want to be a patron for the and support the On Point with Victor show, please email producer Brett, and his email is brett@americaswebradio.com. And if you want to engage with me or have some questions for me, it's victor@americaswebradio.com. All right. All right. So the House, which is supposedly under Republican control, passes in the dead of night a $1.2 trillion spending bill. Okay. The House, which is supposed to be Republican run, which means it's a Republican that brought this bill to allow it to be voted on by all the Democrats, and passed a $1.2 trillion bill. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the midst of some of the worst inflation this country's seen, inflation that's going up. And there's one thing, only one entity can cause inflation in an economy. Corporations can't cause inflation. Listen, they lie to you when they talk to, when Joe Brandon Biden starts talking to you about potato chips. Oh my gosh, this man. Oh, it's unbelievable. You know what? I'm not even going to start. Inflation can only be caused by one entity. It ain't being caused by corporations. They can't do it. Individuals can't cause inflation. No. Inflation can only be caused by government printing and spending money. When you print and you print and you print and you spend and you spend and you spend, and the economy is shrinking and shrinking and shrinking, your tax base is shrinking, and you're spending and spending and spending, you're going to cause inflation, which is why we have an inflation problem right now. Because the drunken, dementia patient-laden Democrats and the authoritarian Democrats can't seem to understand, or they don't want to stop spending, spending, spending. Because you know why? What brings societies down? Folks, go back to the Roman Empire. Go back to anywhere in history you want to go. Again, this is something you can do a DuckDuckGo search on. Go to DuckDuckGo, download DuckDuckGo on your devices, and do a DuckDuckGo search. What is the one thing, the commonality that has brought down even the richest of societies, the richest of the empires, going back to the Roman Empire? You can look this up. What brings them down? Inflation. Inflation will bring down any nation. Inflation can bring down any society. And the Democrats know they're causing inflation. They know inflation can bring down societies, can bring down countries. So why would they keep doing this? You really got to wake up, ladies and gentlemen. You really got to wake up. Everything, listen, the voting populace may be stupid or dumb or uninformed. And listen, I'm not trying to insult anybody. I'm not trying to insult anybody. But when half this country will vote for a dementia patient, you're either stupid, you're dumb, or you're misinformed. Or you're a low information voter. It's one of those things. And again, I'm sorry if you're offended, but you don't have the right not to be offended. And half of you out there in this country voted for a dementia laden dude to run this presidency. A lot of my fellow minorities voted for the oldest white guy they could find who was got cognitive decline and dementia patient. It just blows my mind. But half of you in this country, you voted for this guy. You voted for him. So you're either stupid, dumb, ignorant, uninformed, or just a low information voter. All right? Pick one, because that's what you are. Oh man, Media Matters is going to come after me for that. But I'm just telling you, folks. When that's the case. I mean, this guy, these Democrats, they know what they're doing. And 1.2. And the sad part is the Republicans. Enough of the establishment Republicans helped them and passed $1.2 trillion spending bill. We're a broke country, ladies and gentlemen. We're a broke country, and yet our politicians are spending money like their derriere was a magic ATM machine. Okay? You would think the politicians think that they can just shovel out money out there. They can crap money by the millions. Somehow, they can just do that and not cause inflation? No, they know they're causing inflation. They know it. And the sad part about it was establishment Republicans helped them pass this bill. And ladies and gentlemen, every one of these people who voted for a $1.2 trillion bill in the House, every one of them is up for re-election in November. You have the power to fix this ship. You have the power to fix the course. You have the power. We the people, I don't want to hear anything about stolen election and all this crap, because we the people, we have the power to talk to our friends, talk to coworkers, talk to them about this inflation and what causes it, and then every one of these politicians that voted for a $1.2 trillion bill when we're broke, the country's broke, we've got high inflation, the last thing you need to do when you have high inflation is to spend more money. Every one of these politicians can be voted out in November. Remember that. Remember that and talk to your friends about it. Because they're spending your money, folks, when we don't have. Because everything the government spends is tax dollars that comes from the individual. The only taxpayer in this country is the individual. Corporations don't pay taxes. Corporations pass that cost to the individual. The individual pays taxes. You and me, we're paying taxes. And you know what the government's spending it on? $850,000 for a gay senior citizen home in Massachusetts. Is that the job of the government? Where in the Constitution does it say to spend taxpayer dollars to build a gay citizen, whatever, even if it wasn't gay? Who cares? Not in the Constitution. If Massachusetts wants to build this, they should build it with their own government money, their state money. $15 million went to Egyptian college tuition. What? You've got Democrats that are trying to wipe away debt, pass student debt from the student who took the debt to the blue collar who didn't take the debt. They're having to pay for this, and now they're doing $15 million for Egyptian college tuition, $400,000 to teens to hide their gender, $400,000 taxpayer money to go to help teens hide their gender. $500,000 is going to go to the San Diego Zoo for some anti-racist nature appreciation group. Where in the Constitution does it give the government the right or the power to spend your and my money like this? Ladies and gentlemen, we are a broke country, and the Democrats are spending and spending and spending. And inflation is going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. All right, folks, we got to get to the end of the show. I didn't even scratch the surface on this ridiculous spending bill. I mean, folks, again, every politician that voted for this bill voted for more inflation. And you can take care of them in November by voting them out. Do you have the courage to do it? Do you have the courage to do it? And that means getting involved in the primaries. Find some good conservative Republicans, libertarians, independents. Find them. All right, folks, we got to go. Stay tuned. Locked and Loaded is up next. We'll see you next week. I'm out.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.